West Georgia's first news for your Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. The Carrollton City Schools District releasing their plan for reopening schools in August with an on-campus learning model that minimizes large group settings and implements social distancing measures and other safety precautions, including the requirement for staff, students, and visitors during school hours and bus transportation to wear face masks for protection against the spread of COVID-19.
First and foremost, we want to make sure that we keep our students and staff safe. And on top of that, we understand the importance of getting these kids back to school. We're going to begin the year with face coverings, and we'll adjust when appropriate.
Carrollton City School Superintendent Mark Albertus.
I will tell you this, that in late March, if we could have returned to school wearing masks, everybody, parents, students, teachers, administrators, everybody would have been for it to get back and finish up the spring semester face-to-face instruction in more of a normal setting. Everyone did a great job with at-home learning, but again, we feel very strongly that we need to get all of our kids back to school for many, many different reasons.
Albertus says there will also be an at-home learning option for families who remain concerned with school reopening under the protocols put in place. Well, perhaps reacting to an online petition calling for the Carroll County Board of Commissioners to relocate a statue outside the Carroll County Courthouse honoring the Confederate dead. A number of Carroll County residents addressing the board on Tuesday saying the statue should be left alone.
I know that our opposition has a different idea about what that monument is and what we are. Now, the Confederate monument is across Tanner Street from the MLK monument. If you remove one and leave the other, you prove that we are truly a bad country. You will be proving that we have made no progress. But if you leave them side by side, you will prove that we are a good country and that we are governed by good people.
Carroll County Commission Chairman Michelle Morgan has stated that she accepts state law that prohibits the removal of the statue. She adds that while the statue is on property owned by the county, the statue itself is owned by the city. Authorities in Heard County asking for help in locating a 27-year-old woman reported as missing since Sunday, July the 5th. They say Natalie Jones is possibly in the West Georgia, East Alabama area after last being seen near Jackson's Gap, Alabama. The missing white female stands 5'3", weighs around 130 pounds, has blue eyes, below shoulder-length brown hair with blonde highlights. She has multiple tattoos, is known to drive a hot pink Chevy Cavalier with a blue stripe. Anyone with information on her whereabouts should contact the Heard County Sheriff's Office. A picture of Jones is posted to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. For breaking news throughout the day, keep your radio tuned to this station. Also, be sure and like the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.